Amen. God is still good because I'm looking at y'all. Amen. I know what y'all are thinking. How you doing two Sundays in a row? Listen, it's just the way it's set up, okay? It's just the way it came to me, all right? All right? All right. Listen, I know y'all was expecting Pastor Durham, but you got me. Okay? We're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here before 12:30. I ain't going to lie to y'all, all right? Because I got a very busy day today. All right, I'm going to say what I got to say for real, and sit down. All right? I ain't going to lie to you. We gonna do this thing, okay? Last week, man, we talked about what? What did we talk about last week? Come on, we talked about kingdom business, standing on kingdom business, amen? We talked about standing on kingdom business, okay? I'm praying that some of y'all was standing on kingdom business this week. I'm praying that y'all was. I'm praying that, listen, I'm praying that y'all was really about your father's business on this week, okay? But this week, man, listen, we're going to talk about something, man, that's a little bit different, all right? Let me get the scripture on. If you have your Bible, just follow me to Galatians, the 6th chapter, verse 9. Do we have that on screen for our people? Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Amen. One verse. Amen. In this scripture, amen. This is going to be coming from the New Living Translation, amen. So some of y'all probably got some of them Holy Bibles, so that's the King James Version, okay? But if you grew up like me, I had the NIV. I thought that was the new thing right there, that NIV. That was something different because they was talking a little different. But when I got a little older, they had this New Living Translation. I said, I got to have this version. I like this version, amen. Amen. We got Galatians chapter 6, verses 9. Is it up there? It ain't up there yet. We ain't got it yet. Galatians 6 and 9. All right, I'm just going to read it anyways because I'm telling you, I'm going to get y'all out here before 12:30. All right, here we go. It says, for your hearing, let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. Turn to the neighbor to you and tell them, don't crash out. Now, I don't want the neighbor next to you on the other side to get jealous. So I want you to tell them, hey, don't crash out. Yeah. Listen. We hear this in the streets. We hear it on social media. We hear it in our music. Crash out. What does crash out mean? Crash out means going off the rails, wilding out, losing your cool, throwing away everything you've built because of pressure or pain. Now, let's be real. Some of y'all smiling but feel like snapping. Some of y'all worshiping but wrestling. Some of y'all faithful but frustrated. Yeah. This sermon is for those who are trying but tired, praying but feel like quitting, fighting but low-key really want to fold. This sermon is for you on today, all right? This ain't going to be for everybody, but it's going to be for some folk who really, really, really ready to crash out. Now, let me tell you what the enemy won't tell you. It's okay for you to be tired. Just don't crash out. I got 4 points. This week, I'm going to go to the number four. I got you, Chevy. I got you, Chevy. I'm going all four. They invited you to preach 2 weeks in a row. Stay focused, okay? Stay focused. I want them to invite you back to do another one if it needs to be, okay? All right, we got 4 points. How many points? All right, I'm going to try to make sure I get all four of them. You all right? You got me? There you go. Here we go. Point number one for those who are writing. Pressure can either build you or break you. Pressure can either build you or break you. Okay? Pressure busts pipes. I heard that my whole life. Right? But pressure can also build diamonds. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure, that's how you get them diamonds. I wish my wife would go ahead and show off that diamond on her ring. Because listen, I paid a little money for it because it was pressured. It had to go through some things. It had to go through some things. That's why it cost us so much, brother. Because it had been through some things, all right? But listen, I'm here to tell you, just because you go through some things don't mean that you got to fold. Don't crash out. Don't crash out. Listen, you're under pressure right now with your job. Social media got you all stuck up. Relationships can get you all wonky, all pressurized. Trauma, temptations, feeling like you got to just be perfect, popping, and prayed up at the same time. But God didn't call you to perform. He called you to stand. He didn't call you to perform. He called you to stand. Pressure is not the sign to quit. Because so many times, man, we go through so much and we say, this is too much on me. I just feel like giving up. I just want to throw in the towel. And God said, it's not the time nor the place for you to give up. Just because you're going through a little situation, just because you got a little weight on you, it's time for you to stand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is where you're in the gym with God. God is training you at this moment. When you got that pressure on you, it ain't time for you to give up. God just said, I'm training you. Yeah, yeah. That heartbreak, you was in training. The temptation that you went through, you was in training. The delay that you went through when some things was going on and you called and you prayed for God to answer your prayer and he said, not right now because it ain't the time. And you said, God, where are you? He said, you in training right now. Listen, if you walk out of the gym too early, you'll never get your strength. You'll never get your strength. Amen? Point number two. Every fight ain't worth your faith. Every fight ain't worth your faith. What do you mean by that, Pastor Rio? I'm going to tell you. The enemy is strategic. He wants you to be sad, broken, busted, and disgusted all at the same time. He wants you to be so distracted that you self-destruct. That's what he wants. He already knows his next move. So if you're in the weight room, with God, he's training you. Don't you think he's training too? He waiting to throw something right in front of you so that you can get you sidetracked, so he can get you to self-destruct. Listen, you ever seen somebody lose everything over one moment? One fight on IG Live, one clap back, one wrong crew. One night can change everything. Don't crash out over temporary pressure and miss your permanent promise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't crash out over temporary pressure and miss your permanent promise. God is saying to you, just chill. I got you. Let me fight your battle. Y'all don't believe me? Watch this. Exodus chapter 14:14 says, the Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. Just stay calm. You know what happens with us? We see these situations rise up in our life, and we just ready to crash out. We don't even know what to do. We just say, God, I got this going on over here. Kids acting up over here. People on my job, they doing this. And over here, this going on. And over here, this going on. And then it just make you just want to just crash out. What was that? Point number two? I can step down just a little bit, right? I'm trying to. Here we go. Every fight ain't worth your faith. Listen, too many times the devil already know what he can do to get you to crash out. He know exactly what he can do. He know exactly the type of people to send in your place. He know the type of situation to get you in, the type of money to have in your bank account, the type of bills to send going your way. You ever have some money taken out of your bank account? Woo-wee. Oh, I'm the only person. Let me talk to myself. You remember that time that money got taken out your bank account? Lord Jesus, ooh-wee, and you didn't plan for it? You didn't plan for it? We ain't like Pierre. We didn't plan for it. We wasn't ready. But then you look on that e-statement, you say, what happened here? How you just going? Then you call, and now you want to call. Now you want to answer the phone. You want to call. Now you want to call. And you trying not to crash out on the people on the phone. Because they saying, we ain't giving you no refund because the bill been due. You knew that the bill was due a while ago. Listen, the devil know exactly what to do to get you to crash out. He know exactly what to do. He know the type of people to send your way. Watch, when we leave here, we go to Walmart. I know y'all be in Walmart because I'm going to tell you how I know. Because I be in Walmart after church on Sunday. Right here on Henry Street, y'all be right there. Because every time I see y'all, be like, hey, Kingdom family, you be right on in there. You be right on in there. Listen, we can't let folk let us crash out. We cannot let, listen, I'm going to tell y'all a true story. This is true story, okay? I shared this with my men's ministry. I did not crash out. I did not crash out. I wanted to, but I did not crash out. I was in the store, Family Dollar, okay? And this dude was talking trash to me. And I said, what did I do to deserve this? He was just talking. I ain't even talking to him. So he had to been off something, but he was just going, going, going. And I said, he low-key don't even know I'm from the hood, though. I get on him, but I'm standing on Kingdom business. Y'all see how I did that? Watch this. But I said, but I'm standing on Kingdom business, okay? But he don't even know who he's talking to, because I'm about to get ready to, I wasn't even finna crash out. I almost did, because I heard that heartbeat in the back of my head. You ever had that? I don't even know what that's called, but I had that heartbeat right there in my head. And I just said, I'm about to grab this dude for a second. Then I started thinking about what it would look like if Pastor Rio was in Family Dollar and snatched somebody up on IG Live. What that would do to Kingdom Embassy, what that would do to my family, what would that do for my character if I didn't stand on God's business and say, I'm going to pray for you, even though you're talking crazy, I ain't about to crash out. Listen, the devil wants you to crash out. He wants you to look a certain way. He wants you to say that you're from the kingdom, but still not acting like you're from the kingdom. That's what he wants. You know why? Because guess what? If they say that you're from the kingdom, they see that you're from the kingdom and you acting like you ain't from the kingdom. You think they coming to the kingdom? Okay, let me get to the next one. Here we go. Where I'm at? Point three. I told you, it's 12:02. We're going to be up out of here. We about to be up out of here. Listen. Here we go. Point number three. What you sow now is what you'll reap later. What you sow now is what you will reap later. I never understood that as a little boy, but my mama told me, listen, make sure what you do now is for Christ, because only what you do for Christ will last. I say, hold on. So even though folk mistreat you, even though folk talk about you, even though they misuse you or whatever they want to say, lie on you, whatever you want to call it, right? You still gotta forgive them. You still gotta love them. You still gotta be a part of the kingdom of God and say, you know what? Listen, I forgive you. Yeah. Even though you slap me on this side, I'ma turn and let you slap me on the other one. Listen, it's so quiet. Listen, you can hear a pin drop on this carpet. You know why? Because some folks ain't wild like that. You know why? Because we still living in a carnal mind of the earth. We ain't standing on kingdom business. We ready to crash out. Because we ain't finna let nobody hit us. Because I know some folk that say, I'm saved, but if you try me, we gonna go there. You ain't even got to raise your fan. Where them fans at? We ain't even got to raise them fans. But listen, we got to get to the point in our life when we say, devil, not today. You ain't finna make me crash out today. You ain't finna get ready to make me turn off my religion today. You ain't finna get ready to make me fall into your trap today, because I'm prayed up. I'm prayed up, and I'm ready to stand on the kingdom business. Amen. Listen. Galatians 6:9 says that at the right time, we will reap the harvest of the blessings if we don't give up. Listen, and all that means is, listen, all you got to do is just hold on a little longer. Listen, I know that you've been coming to church every week. I know that you've been crying. I know that you feel like you alone. I know. Listen, you've been crying all night long. You've been waiting for somebody to call you back. Listen, for real. You done got on Google, you done got on Siri, you done asked all type of questions. And you done said, listen, where are you, God? I feel like I'm alone. But God says, I'm right here. I have never left you, never forsake you. Listen, we think that God is late. We think that God is late just because we're impatient. We think God is late because we're impatient. Yeah. We praying for situations. We praying for relationships to change. We asking for relationships. We begging God at this point. God, I need a man. God, send me a woman now. Today. Where are you, God? But you know what God said? God said, I can't bless you with the perfect person for you yet because you ain't even changed your own life. Because if I gave them to you, you wouldn't know how to treat them. If I gave her to you, you wouldn't treat her right. So I'm going to let you go ahead and work on yourself for right now. Yeah, see, we think it's God's fault is the reason why we don't have nothing. We do. We think it's God's fault because we ain't got what we asked him for. But God said it's got to start with you. It's got to start with you. Because if you're not ready to receive the gift that he's got for you, you're just going to misuse it. You're just going to misuse it and abuse it. Here we go. The blessings is coming, but it's attached to consistency. No. This is number three still. The blessing is coming, but it's got to be attached to something. You got to be consistent. You got to be consistent with it. Amen? Keep on praying. Keep pulling up. Keep coming to church. Keep pushing even when nobody's clapping for you. The enemy wants you to give up before you grow up. The enemy wants you to give up before you grow up. But God says, don't fall. Don't crash out. I'm not done with you. Just wait on just a little while longer. I got you. Don't crash out. Here we go. Point number four. God didn't bring you this far to watch you fail. God did not bring you this far to watch you fail. He didn't bring you this far. Back in my old days, when I was a little boy, they used to sing, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Y'all remember that? We got some saved folk to hear. Listen. And it used to say, I don't feel no ways tired. Y'all remember that? I come too far from where I started. Uh-oh. But nobody told me that the... Oh, come on, y'all. Y'all sound so good. But I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that one? Listen, because I remember when I was going through some things, and all I can do is think about that song. And I would just remember that it don't matter what I did. I just remember what God said. I didn't bring you this far to leave you by yourself. I think about Paul and Silas when they was locked up for praising God. And they was locked up in that cell all night long. And you know what they did? I can just see both of them, Brother Derek. They was talking to each other. You gonna praise them? I'm finna praise them. I'm about to praise them right now. And them folks in that jail cell looking at them like, boy, y'all crazy. How y'all finna praise God? And y'all locked up in this mud. And I just remember Paul and Silas saying, I don't feel no ways tied. I just know that they were just saying something like that. I come too far from where I started from. And then Paul would say, nobody told me that the road would be easy. And I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Listen, hold on, freeze for a second. Hold on. I just remember, because see, this the part right here where I get too excited. I gotta be calm. Okay, this the part. Okay, I just know that Paul and Silas was in that joker, and I just remember, I just know for sure that they said I'm about to crash out because I'm in it. No, no, we can't crash out, Saul. We can't crash out, Paul. We can't crash out, Silas. We got to just stay humble. We got to stay humble. We got to praise God. And they said, okay, I got you. They dapped each other up, and they just kept on going. I don't believe you brought me this far to leave me. Oh, we're going to go into, I don't believe he brought me this far. I don't believe he brought me this. I don't believe. Uh-oh. I don't believe. Turn me up. Turn me up. I don't believe. I don't believe. I don't believe. I don't care what you say, but I don't believe. But listen, they probably were singing in that thing, and them jail cells started rocking. I don't believe you brought me this far. I don't believe you brought me this far. I don't believe you brought me this far. I don't believe you brought me this. I don't believe. I don't believe. I don't care. I don't believe. Hey, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Listen. 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 Something happened. Something happened. I'm trying to get to number four. Something happened in that jail cell. Something happened in that jail cell. Because when they were saying, I don't believe you brought me this far, something happened in that jail cell. Some chains started to break loose. They was about to get ready to crash out, but some chains happened. Some chains broke loose. They was about to crash out because they was locked up for nothing. They was about to get ready to crash out. They was about to lose their mind. But while they was praising God, some things happened. I just want to let you know that in your midst of your situation, when some things start shifting in your life, when some people slander you, they drag you all through the mud. When they talk about you, when you got more money than you got bills, you got more bills, you got money. Don't crash out. Don't give up. Because there's a blessing coming. There's a blessing coming. All you got to remember is that God didn't bring you this far to leave you. He didn't bring you this far. He didn't bring you this far. Here we go. You ever looked at how far God brought you from? Anybody? I think about it all the time. I think about how far God has brought me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think about what I used to be. I think about what I used to act like. I think about what I used to, where the place I used to be at. But I thank God that I'm not there anymore. And you know what? Some people, they'll bring up your past. They'll hold you in your past. But it's on you to say, that ain't me no more. My name is Victory. My name is Victory. My name is Victory. That ain't who I am no more. My name is changed. My name is Victory. So listen, listen. He brought you this far. He brought you this far. He brought you out the mud. He brought you through the trauma. He brought you through the circumstances. Listen, all you got to do is climb and hold on to Jesus, to his hand, because it never changes. Let me get back to it. Let me get back to it. Here we go. Here we go. I want y'all to think about what God has brought you from. A mighty long way. A mighty long way. Listen, that overdose that you survived. Thank you, Jesus. That toxic relationship, you escaped it. That season of depression, you made it out of it. That crazy thoughts of giving up, God has ceased those crazy thoughts. Anxiety is canceled. Deliverance is here. Losing a loved one makes you just want to crash out. But God said, I don't want you to give up right now. I brought you too far. I brought you too far to give up. All I want you to do is hold on to me. Listen, people, they're going to change. People, they're going to change. Seasons, they're going to change. Situations will change. Listen, 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 listen. But my God would never change. My God would never. He stays the same. He stays faithful, consistent, all the time. Listen, watch this. Listen, God is good, and all the time. Listen, I promise you. I promise you, I ain't talking about something that I read. I'm talking about something that I know. I'm talking about something that I know. Because listen, there were some times in my life where I wanted to give up. There were some times in my life where I felt like everybody was against me. There were some times in my life where I just said, you know what, God, I can't even do this no more. And God said, why not? Why not? Why not? Because I can use a man named Saul and turn him to Paul. And if he can do that to him, sure enough, he can do it for me. Listen, God didn't bring you this far. All your situations, all your heavy burdens, all the situations that you go through in your life where you just feel like you just want to just give up, where you just want to crash out, you want to lose it all. God is saying, it's not the time, not the place. He's giving you so much strength. You are more than a conqueror through Christ that gives you strength. Listen, I'm done when I say this. I've been wanting to crash out lately. But my kids home from summer break. Listen, when me and my wife get off work, we come home and the house is an uproar. And I just want to crash out all the way. So you know what I have to do? I still yell, so it don't matter. Get y'all butts in here and do this. Get on in here and do that. And then they jump up and come do what they want to do. But God say, listen, I don't need you to crash out at them. I just need you to show them. I just need you to show them what you want them to do. Now, it's on them if they don't do it. I want y'all to know that, right? It's on them if they don't do it. But listen, too many times, I'm just using that as an example, but too many times in our life, man, we can find so much to crash out about. We wake up sometimes, some mornings, and just ready to crash out, mad at the world for no reason. You ever did that? The sun is out. It's a beautiful day, and you just ready to just snap for no reason. Get to the point in your life where you are being grateful for everything that God has done for you. What I try to do is I try to think about the small things. I try to think about the small things in my life that God has done for me. And it brings me back to being grateful. It makes me appreciate my wife, my life, and my household, my whole world. It makes me appreciate that for the little things that God has done for me. Even when I want to crash out, I just get to this point and I say, God, I can't give up. I can't give up. You brought me too far for me to give up. And he said, listen, all I need for you to do is hold on to me. I'm your strength every day. When you come home from work, you come home from school, you come home from class, whatever it is, it's hard. I know it is. My wife and I, we work beyond hours every day. I think she worked more hours than me. I have to literally call her and tell her, come home, because she'll stay at that building all day. But listen, what we have to do, we have to be grateful for the things that we have. My mama always told me, listen, there's somebody out there who got it worse than you. Somebody who got it worse than you. If they ain't giving up, why are you giving up? If they can withstand it, you can withstand it. I know everybody built different. I know. Everybody's built different. But I promise you, if we just hold on to God's unchanging hand, everything gonna be all right. Here we go. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 says, I am convinced that nothing can separate me from the love of God. If God didn't walk out on you at your worst, he ain't leaving you now. You were made for more than survival. You were made for purpose. But to reach it, you can't crash out. In order for you to reach what God has for you, you ain't got time to crash out. Listen, you've got a calling. not just clout. You've got destiny, not just drama. You've got favor, even if you don't feel flawless. Don't crash out. God is not finished. If you've been battling in silence, if you've been tempted to throw it all away, if you've been asking God, where are you, God? Now is your time to make yourself and make your way down to the altar. We're going to pray over you on today. I'm going to ask Brother Derek and Sister Teresa to come on up. Well, we're going to pray for the ones who really feel like they're ready to crash out and they just really cannot hold it in no more. And listen, the reason why I'm saying this is because too many times in our life, we suffer in silence. We do. Especially as men, we suffer in silence. We don't talk to nobody about nothing. You doing okay? Yeah, I'm good. But deep down inside, you really ain't. You're suffering in silence. But what happens is, when you do that, you're just building up so much pressure, so much negative energy inside of you, and you're going to snap out on somebody. You're going to be ready to crash out. And it's going to be your spouse, it's going to be your son, it's going to be a family member. But if you've been suffering in silence, now is the acceptable time to make your way down to the altar. And we're going to have our prayer team come on up, and they're going to pray for you guys. Amen. It is 12:21. I told y'all we're going to be out of here on time, amen. Amen, but we're going to keep on praying. The altar is still open. We're going to ask for everyone to stand all over the sanctuary. Amen, amen, amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Lord God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for always being faithful in our lives. We thank you, God, when everybody else turned their back, you were still there. We thank you, God, that you didn't bring us this far to leave us. Lord God, we thank you, God, for who you are and what you're able to do in our lives, God. We love you so much. As we leave this place, never away from your presence, we pray, God, that you will continue to install yourself inside of us. Suffocate our thoughts, Father, right now, in our hearts, in our minds. Lord God, we love you so much. It is in Jesus Christ's name we pray. You consider yourself dismissed. Amen.